You are dressed in a long, pale pink gown. Not sleek and diva-ish, but princessy, with a puffy skirt of tulle and lace that makes you look like you're floating on air when you appear at the top of the stairs. Your court of 14 couples has preceded you, and now they line up on the dance floor, forming a walkway through which you will pass to sit on a swing with garlanded ropes, cradling your last doll in your arms. Your mommy will crown you with a tiara recessed in a cascade of curls the hairstylist spent most of the afternoon sculpting on your head. Then, your puppy will replace the flats you are wearing with a pair of silver heels and lead you out to the dance floor where you will dance a waltz together. No, you are not Miss America or a princess or an actress playing Cinderella in a Disney movie. In fact, you are not exceptionally beautiful or svelte in tall model material. Your name is Maria or Xiomara or Maritza or Chantal, and your grandparents came from Mexico or Nicaragua or Cuba or the Dominican Republic. Your family is probably not rich. In fact, your mommy and puppy have been saving since you were a little girl, or they've mortgaged the house or lined up 40 godparents to help sponsor this celebration as big as a wedding. If challenged about spending upward of $5,000, the average budget, on a one-night celebration instead of investing in your college education or putting aside the money for their own mortgage payments, your parents will shake their heads knowingly because you do not understand. This happens only once. What is going on? You are having your quinceañera, or fiesta de quince años, or simply your quince. And one day, when you are as old as your grandmother and you want to say to some young person, "Hey, I was once young too," the expression you will use is, "Yo también tuve mis quinces." I too had my quinces. You will want to claim that magic age in which a Latina girl ritually becomes a woman in a ceremony known as a quinceañera. What exactly is a quinceañera? The question might soon be rhetorical in our quickly Latinoizing American culture. Already there is a quinceañera Barbie, quinceañera packages at Disney World and Las Vegas, an award-winning movie, Quinceañera, and for tots, Dora the Explorer has an episode about her cousin Daisy's quinceañera. A quinceañera, the term is used interchangeably for the girl and her party, celebrates a girl's passage into womanhood with an elaborate, ritualized fiesta on her 15th birthday. Quince años, thus quinceañera. In the old countries, this was a marker birthday. After she turned 15, a girl could attend adult parties. She was allowed to tweeze her eyebrows, use makeup, shave her legs, wear jewelry and heels. In short, she was ready for marriage. Legal age for marriage in many Caribbean and Latin and Central American countries is, or until recently was, 15 or younger for females, 16 or older for males. Even humble families marked a girl's 15th birthday as special, perhaps with a cake, certainly with a gathering of family and friends at which the quinceañera could now socialize and dance with young men. Upper-class families, of course, threw more elaborate parties at which girls dressed up in long formal gowns and danced waltzes with their fathers. Somewhere along the way, these fancier parties became highly ritualized. In one or another of our Latin American countries, the quinceañera was crowned with a tiara. Her flat shoes were changed by her father to heels. She was accompanied by a court of 14 damas, escorted by 14 chambelanes, who represented her first 14 years. She received a last doll, marking both the end of childhood and her symbolic readiness to bear her own child. And because our countries were at least nominally Catholic, the actual party was often preceded by a mass or a blessing in church, or at the very least, a priest was invited to give spiritual heft to the fiesta. These celebrations were covered in the newspapers. Lavish spreads of photos I remember poring over as a little girl in the Dominican Republic, reassured by this proof that the desire to be a princess did not have to be shed at the beginning of adulthood, but could in fact be played out happily to the tune of hundreds upon thousands of papis pesos.